Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Coaching in the Akashic with Kellyanne. Kellyanne Voss works for the Akashic Records in the capacity of life coaching, spiritual healing, training, and development. She supports awakened spiritual entrepreneurs through a co-creation called the Octopus Method, 8 strategies to create balance, growth, and sustainability in business and life. Kellyanne connects people to their own souls for their soul evolution and ascension. Please welcome Kellyanne back to News for the Soul.
Oh boy, 1 minute in and lines are jam-packed. Welcome back, Kellyanne.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm excited. Shall we do a quick grounding and then get right to it?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Just going to use our octopus method intention here, the OM intention. I am all that I am. I am grounded, clear, centered, and ready. I am here as who I am, ready to serve my purpose. I am here worthy, whole, and complete, representing the One. I am worthy, I am whole, I am one in all that I think, say, and do. I am so happy to be here, filled with limitless grace, love, joy, and compassion. I am grateful for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding I receive today. All that we are, I am. All that I am, we are. And so it is. Okay, pick a line.
All right. So if you're on the lines, just hang in there. We're fresh at the top of the hour, so there's a good chance you can get through. And just trust that you'll get what you need, whether you do or not. 863, you're first. Ta-da! What's your first name? Where are you calling you from?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in. Do I have permission to go into your records?
Yes, please.
Okay. Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for Julia and all names used in this lifetime and create a safe and sacred space for her highest potential and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. I'm just feeling into your records here. There's a beautiful energy of hopefulness in your records and positive expectation. Does that resonate at all?
That's definitely what I want to be. That's what I'm aspiring to be more.
Okay. All right. Well, you're closer than you think then, because your records feel that way. So how can I support you today?
Well, actually, it's my first time talking to you, so I wanted to just kind of ask for any guidance from my records and so that I can, like, experience my best life. You know, they always say, oh, she's living her best life, and that's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to live my best life. So.
And what excites you right now about the life you're in at the moment?
It's more of what I'm moving towards. I'm hoping to live closer to my granddaughter. I've got my first granddaughter is going to be 1 year old this month. And just to be closer to her and experience that joy and the adventure of a new life and everything being new and exciting. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. So.
Congratulations. What's keeping you from doing that?
Just getting there, making the move, having everything come together. I feel like overwhelm and delays and uncertainties and a little bit of lack of trust. So I'm feeling unsupported. So that's the main thing.
Okay. And how far away is it?
Well, I'm in Florida and they're in Kansas, so it's basically halfway across the country from us.
Yeah, okay. And have you asked for a transfer, or is there, is it pending a house sale or something like that?
No, it's more of finding affordable housing and having everything come together. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm getting guided to call in Saint Germain and the Dragon of Saint Germain. And we're going to pour some violet flame on the path. We're also going to use your records to clear out any blocks, anything that's getting in the way, including your own thoughts and beliefs. So there's a bit of a belief that's coming through that this is hard and that there's a lot involved. And yes, there's little pieces, but there's a step you can take each day is what I'm getting. And that trust piece, you mentioned trust. Do you, have you hired your universal manager? I talk about this a lot on the show. We all have source energy that we can see as a universal manager that supports us in all the details and all the moving forward. Julia, are you still there?
Your line's still there, but we can't hear you, Julia. Did you accidentally mute, perhaps, or?
Okay, I'm going to keep going, and she can catch it on the replay. So I'm going to do some healing here. So I hereby hire Julia's universal manager for her to support her with this move to be closer to family and to create living her best life. I hereby ask Lord of the Akashic Records to identify all contracts, deals, agreements, oaths, pledges, alliances, allegiances, vows, pacts, promises, and stuff around events that are making this harder than it needs to be and need to be neutralized. Are they identified? I'm getting
now.
A yes. Oh,
yes,
hi, Julia.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
That's all right. So I hired your universal manager for you.
Oh, thank you.
So that is law of attraction, source energy. You can give your universal manager a name. It's that manager that's going to look after all the details. So when you're worried about the move, you send the worries up to your manager. Your manager can handle it, and you take the one action step that would honor you most. Instead of getting overwhelmed by all the details, what is the most self-honoring thing I can do today towards this move? And so you ask your universal manager, hey, can you support me in finding affordable housing in Kansas? And then you give it to your manager and you wait till your manager comes back with, oh, you need to contact this person. And it'll be a repetitive that your guides bring to you. It'll be a repetitive thought, oh, I should really, or I could really, I don't like the word should very much from all my training with Louise Hay, but I could do this today. If that comes through over and over again, then do it. When we take action, source takes action. I take action and God takes action. I think that's a Joan of Arc quote that's coming through. So really important to stay in that hopefulness and positive expectation, because that attracts more to be hopeful and positive about. And that doesn't mean we don't get disappointed by things not going the way we wanted them to. It means we just don't live there for super long. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We invite the feeling in for tea, but it can't stay overnight.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I was just in the middle of identifying anything that's in the way and just allowing the violet flame to support your path to Kansas. So I'm just going to transmute all identified by Lord of the Akashic Records. I hereby transmute all identified by Lord of the Akashic Records in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. Allow all that no longer serves to be marked null, void, or complete, closed, sealed, archived, and healed to completion by my will, so it is. And we're asking all that needs to be let go to let go so that you have room for this newness and this move without getting overwhelmed. So it means it might be time to let go of things easily rather than the way you might have used to do it. So it might mean asking for more human support and saying, hey, do you know anyone who would like to buy this? Do you know anyone who, I don't want to move this. Do you know anyone who would be interested in this? And then when you're connected, how much would you be willing to pay me for this?
Okay.
Just allowing yourself to let go of all that doesn't serve the rest of your life being the best of your life.
Oh, I like that. The rest of your life being the best of your life. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a Louise.
That's awesome affirmation.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So we're going to untether from your old life, if that's okay,
yeah,
and strengthen the tether to your new desires. Would that be okay with you?
Yes, please.
What this will do is you won't feel the tug of war as much. You'll feel more pulled towards the future that you're creating in this present moment, and it'll be easier to let go of what used to be. Because any time we're going from no longer to not yet, we're in a place called liminal space, and it can be uncomfortable. And yet, it's short-term discomfort for long-term gain.
Okay.
So I hereby unplug and transmute all unhealthy tethers at both ends, hidden and unhidden, seen and unseen, known or unknown, as identified by Archangel Athena. I seal all openings left from unplugging tethers at both ends with love and grace in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. By my will, so it is. I hereby ask Archangel Athena's support in strengthening all healthy tethers in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities that are tethering Julia to the rest of her life being the best of her life. By my will, so it is. And do you have a picture of your granddaughter that you can have, like I'm sure you have many, but do you have one that you particularly love, like one that you look at and you can just feel her? That picture would be great to have by your nightstand and look at when you fall asleep and look at first thing when you awaken, because our visual desires pull us forward.
Okay. You know, it's funny, I had one on my nightstand, but since I've been packing, I had packed it up. So I'll find where it is and I'll get it back out of here. So yes.
Yeah, it just, and even if you have one on your phone too, making it the screensaver right now, it just keeps your deepest desire forefront in your subconscious and conscious. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I she is on my, as soon as I unlock my phone, she's the first thing I see, so yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And what Lord of the Akashic Records is sharing with me right now is that you like who you are with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you connect to your inner child. So finding ways every day to connect with your little girl with your inner child is really lovely. So it may be time to pull out an old picture of you as a little girl or a teenager or whichever stage you need the most love at. You may want to find a picture of that helps you connect to your inner child as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm getting she could use some more play and some more fun, and finding a way to make packing fun, whether it's putting the best music possible on, just checking that the violet flame. Okay, so we're just imagining this beautiful violet flame paving the way to Kansas. So every struggle, every worry, every what appears to be a roadblock, we're going to offer it to your universal manager to solve. And this develops trust, because really you're learning to trust yourself, trust others, trust life, and trust source. And one of those areas will be stronger than the others, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You're in the process of developing it. Any further questions spurred by the healing you've received today?
No, it just feels wonderful. I absolutely, do want to be hopeful and optimistic that, this is, going to be the best thing for me. And like you said, the rest of my life will be the best of my life. And that is my heart's desire at this point, to experience the best of my life. So, yeah. Like across the board, the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The old bar, everything's good. So,
yeah, and so there's a process we do in the Octopus Method, and this will help more than just you. The listeners listening may benefit from this too. We close our eyes and we ask first thing in the morning, putting your hand on your heart and your hand on your solar plexus, and what are three things that I can do today that will be the most self-honoring? What are the most self-honoring three things I can do today? And they don't have to be big. They can be little. They can be, sometimes it's that little job you're avoiding. Maybe there's one area that's really hard to pack. It means starting your day with that and then allowing yourself to receive a reward afterwards. How are you going to celebrate when you complete those three things? How would you need to show up? I am dedicated. I am committed. I am determined. So you call in aspects of yourself that are needed for the three little things. And you take care of yourself too. What self-care am I committed to today? And it really simplifies it into small, achievable steps, and it puts overwhelm at bay.
Yeah, that's been a big one for me. I've been really struggling with overwhelm.
Yeah. What is within my control? What can I do today? And then anything that's out of your control, if you're waiting on certain things or that, you turn over to the universal manager and ask that the universal manager sort it out the best way possible and let you know when you have to take action again.
Okay.
You're powerful, Julia.
Well, I've got a big smile on my face, so thank you for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Awesome. Did this support you today?
Yes, I'm glad I called in. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's been awesome. First time is a good time, so thank you.
It is. I'm just going to transmute fears, because a lot of people have fear right now. So let's transmute it for ourselves and for everyone listening. I hereby transmute all fears in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities, and I welcome love in. And I welcome faith in, and I welcome trust in. By my will, so it is. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Okay, I'm going to close your records. I give thanks and gratitude to the keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that we have received today. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. Enjoy the trip to Kansas. Enjoy your new, you get to create it anew. You get to adjust along the way. There's so many options for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. Thank you for taking my call and for this opportunity. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. And keep us posted. Let us know how it goes. Okay. Where are we being pulled to next? Oh, my gosh. There's so many. Let's go to 630. You're up. You're next with Kellyanne. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Lisa from Illinois.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Do I have permission to go into your records?
Yes.
Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for Lisa and all names used in this lifetime and create a safe and sacred space for her highest potential and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. Lisa, has there been some heart pain, like some grief of some kind, or?
Yeah, I lost a family member a couple of years ago, almost a year and a half ago.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Who was that to
you? You know, it, like, it comes and goes, you know, like lately I've been sad about it, but. Better just to grieve it, you know, it comes and goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some, your heart chakra desires some nurturing and just some really being gentle with yourself when the grief bubbles up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How can I support you today?
Well, I just, you know, been disappointed about, like, why I really wanted to move. And now, like, the economy's tanking and nothing's on the market. You know, I've been looking a little bit. I looked a while ago. It didn't work out. A couple properties I didn't get that I wanted, one that I bid for. Another one wasn't the right timing. I just wonder what you see with it. I wanted to get a bigger property.
A bigger property? Okay.
Yeah, a little bigger, nicer. Like move up stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be my last property.
Did you absolutely love the other properties?
The ones
or
I saw?
Or were you settling? The ones
no,
that
one
you
of them,
bid on?
The one I made an offer, the one I made an offer on, I really did. I mean, it was like really, really nice, but I didn't get it. It just wasn't meant to be, I don't think. So.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to do a clearing here on, I'm going to clear disappointment. I hereby transmute all disappointment in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities by my will, so it is. In clearing emotions, so there's something keeping you from getting excited again because you don't want to go through disappointment again?
Well,
however,
I don't think so regarding the property. I mean, no. You're just waiting for something good to come on the market. It's not like I'm disappointed, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I just really want something to happen, but, you know, it's not like I'm not worried about it, you know, like I want it to be, but I'd rather not move if it isn't something good. You know what I mean? I have no reason to move otherwise.
Yeah, that's
that.
Great. You're not settling. That's great.
Oh, and I have no reason to. It's not like I'm kicked out of my property. I own this property. I was going to buy something first, but I just hope something comes up, you know.
Yeah. The
what do you see with something coming up?
I'm seeing. So, what I'm feeling into here, though, is there's this. I'm going to transmute static distortion and interference here. I hereby transmute all static distortion and interference in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. By my will, so it is. Is there a disappointment that the ideal place hasn't arrived yet? Is there any impatience?
I mean, no, not impatience. No, I've been looking since June.
Okay.
Do you see anything then with something coming up, like a time frame?
I just see, I'm getting like divine timing, divine guidance, like really paying attention to your guides with this one. Like
then
going
it's
and checking.
Happen when it's going to happen?
No, there's some action you need to take. There's what really excites you.
Well, I know what I'm looking for in the property, you know?
Do you have the right person helping you find it? Do you feel you have the right person helping you find it?
Yeah, I know the communities. I'm looking every day. There's nothing that's come up recently, which is kind of normal. It's been a bad market, you know. There's been not many things on the market.
Is there a house you have in mind? Are you still interested in that other one? Did it get an offer that it accepted?
Yes, this was a long time ago. I'm interested in the building if something else good would come up, yeah.
Okay, is there some action you can take there where you can, what's coming up is, he's showing me, Lord of the Akashic Records is showing me how often we will get something in our mailbox that says, hey, we're interested in your home. If you ever sell, will you keep us in mind? Is there a possibility for that? No, you're not interested in that?
No, there's nothing.
Because there's what's coming up is fear. People are scared right now, and they're
Well, they
they're
are,
not.
Because also they have nowhere to move, because if they have another mortgage and they're not buying with cash, then, you know, their rates are too high, you know, so people aren't moving. So, I mean, I'm thinking it might just be a while until things get better if we have a recession next year, which I kind of, I'm very good with, like money, like figuring things out, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of, like, see things before they happen. I definitely think we're going to have a recession and stuff, you know? It's coming. I think it's going to really hit hard later this year.
Well, and at the same time, people will still sell and people will still buy. So I'm getting a real, like, there's a waiting here. There's a bit of a wait. However, you're not to let the beliefs around what a recession means affect this. So we're going to transmute. I hereby transmute all thoughts and beliefs regarding recession, finances, housing markets that are not serving Lisa's highest and greatest potential in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. By my will, so it is. Also, you're to keep looking at, you're being invited to keep looking at, and if you have a specific building, it might mean taking a picture of the area or of the, and having it visual all the time so your subconscious is seeing it often. And then, Lord of the Akashic Records, can we invite the appropriate archangel to support Lisa with the perfect house for her, the perfect home for her, aligning with her in the best timing possible? There are possibilities. There is an energy, is it beliefs or fear? Okay, we need to transmute fear again. Fear of, but it's specific. It's real estate market fear and recession fear. I hereby transmute all real estate market and recession fear in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. By my will, so it is. So he's showing me a picture of 2008 when my son was born. And my son yesterday said, yeah, I was born in a recession time. And I said, you know, we didn't even notice. We were so busy being parents and being new parents and making money and spending money and doing what we needed to do, we didn't even notice there was one. And he laughed because he's learning about it in social study, his studies right now about the different recessions and slowdowns that took place. So I invite you to keep your thoughts in a place of, you know, there's going to be someone who needs to sell. And if it works for you, if it's ideal, if it excites you, you'll be ready to buy.
And her line got dropped through all that clearing, too. A lot of energy going on here.
Oh, okay.
Now another one for the archives. Yeah. I'm so glad you cleared those items because that's an important point to, you know, not get bought into the story, isn't it?
Well, there's really this, Louise Hay did this well, actually. She's coming up a lot today, and it's interesting because the anniversary of the transition of her death was a couple days ago. And when I've connected with her, and Wayne Dyer as well, was just a day ago. So when I connect with her energy, she's helping heal your life teachers. Like, she's really dedicated from the astral realm of helping all of us. So I feel like she's really coming in strongly today on this call, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But she had a way of dealing with beliefs that was really powerful. That, you know, if someone would say, oh, there's a recession, oh, the housing market isn't great, she would say, well, that might be true for you, but it doesn't have to be true for me.
Right.
Yeah, and it helped.
Mm-hmm. All right. Still have a million callers on the board, which is another reason
okay.
why lines might be dropping. Are you ready to go on to the next call?
I am. I'm just going to share one last thing here around this. So it's the way I work in the records. Some people work and have really psychic abilities and can see really far into the future. The way I work with the Akashic Records, just to let the listeners know or remind the listeners, is I'm very present-based. So I don't get a lot of psychic information if there's a lot of moving pieces involved. So my information really comes from the here and now in order to create a really positive future.
All right, there you go. Having said that, let's jump over to 780 next. 780, what's your first name and where are you calling in from? Hello,
hello.
Hi.
Is it me?
It's you.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Hi, my name's Michaela. I'm from Stony Plain, Alberta.
Hi, Michaela. I know where Stony Plain is.
Aw, awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm from Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Aw, that's awesome. I follow you on Facebook and everything, so that's why I came on today.
Oh, thank you, Michaela.
Yeah.
Can I go into your records?
Sure.
Okay. And just to let Lisa know, I did close her records. Okay, Michaela, Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for Michaela and all names used in this lifetime and create a safe and sacred space for her highest potential and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. Oh, your records are excited right now. And there's this beautiful, there's almost fairy-like energy in your records. Do you have connection to the elementals?
I don't know. I think I was told I have fairies in my aura, and I think I'm seeing, like, the sparkles, like, of fairies sometimes. Like, they might work with me, but I haven't really connected with them fully yet.
Yeah, accurate on all of what you just said, yeah.
Yeah.
It's being confirmed in your records, yeah.
Okay.
So you'll probably catch orbs from the from your peripheral. You'll probably see like a flash of light here and there, and
I see them all the time, like souls and everything. Yeah, but I didn't know what the little tiny ones were, like on a piece of paper in front of me or something. I think those are like the fairies or whatever.
Yeah, you've had lifetimes with fairies, like. Plural, lifetimes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What made you call in today?
Oh, I just took the Akashic Records course this last weekend, but it was kind of hard. I don't know. I'm just like, I feel kind of stuck. Like I can see, like you said, like I'm seeing like the energy, but it's hard for me to know who or what it is or trust, you know, the whole channeling thing. And I don't know which modality is my specialty or what I'm supposed to be working on or what's blocking me. I'm not sure. So does that make sense?
No, it does. What's really interesting is we all work uniquely in the clairabilities, and we're given our clairabilities based on the purpose we came here for.
Mm-hmm.
However, often when we're learning, we look at someone else and we think, oh, they're the, like when I first went to Akashic Records training, everyone was clairvoyant except for me. And
mm-hmm.
I thought something was wrong with me because I couldn't see the library and I couldn't see the books. And what I learned over time is I'm very claircognizant. I'm very clairaudient, and I'm so claircognizance is clear knowing,
mm-hmm.
clairaudient is clear hearing, and
mm-hmm.
My clairsentience is very high because I'm a physical empath. Now, I recognize that, okay, over time I realize, the reason as things honed in for me, as I learned what I was most excited about, what I enjoyed
mm-hmm.
the most, what gave me the butterflies, which was Akashic
mm-hmm.
Records, as I learned
mm-hmm.
that and stopped fearing it and really allowed myself to receive that, okay, this is, you know, this is something I love doing and could do all the time if time would allow.
Mm-hmm.
That helped me to gain action helped confidence, practice helped confidence. But at first, I thought things were wrong with me. Like I thought, I can't see the library, so the Akashic mustn't be good for me. And then I thought, I don't feel energy when I'm doing Reiki. So I feel the aches and pains in my body. Well, that was my body telling me what needed Reiki. And then I thought, I can't feel crystals like other people do. Does that mean I'm not working with them properly? Like there was all this self-doubt that came in. And what I want you to know is you're going through the same thing everyone has gone through. Like the natural curly-haired girl wants naturally straight hair, and the naturally straight hair girl wants the naturally curly hair. And then one day we wake up and we realize, I have the gifts I have because I'm who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what you're saying, like, I'm definitely clairvoyant, if I can see, but it's like and I feel like I am clairaudient, but then making my own voice be quiet, you know.
Okay. Well, now, with the Akashic Records also, it's unique. So some people will channel guides better than they channel archangels, and some people will channel archangels better than guides, or vice versa. And there's so many different ways of channeling. One of the things that I'm really pleased about is that I'm able to help people learn how they work with mm-hmm. the records or work with different modalities. Like, I'm not a medium, but I can train mediums, and I mediumship comes through in the records. So one of the things I'm getting for you is that sometimes we make ourselves wrong if and there's some impatience involved too, because when you realize that you're really aligned with spiritual health and energetic health, you want it to start now, and you want to know it all. And so we mm-hmm. can go into kind of a spiritual ego trying to take it all too, which makes it hard to really experience all that's available to us. So the thing with the records, it will use your point of reference. And that's why we transmute static distortion and interference and get that out of the way so that we can get more accurate. That's why we tunnel. We will ask more questions, get clear on our yeses and nos, so that we can find out if we're going down the wrong direction. For mm-hmm. example, this may help you. I will get, the other day, I got Atlantis, but it was a point of reference to get me to a water planet.
Oh, okay.
That was in a different galaxy. So the records will, because you're reading the records, it's not, you're not interpreting them, you're reading them, you mm-hmm. will receive in the way that is going to be quickest and clearest to you so that mm-hmm. you can get to the information.
Okay.
Does that help?
It does. Like, I've seen a lot of things I didn't really understand or whatever. So then you just ask, what are Akashic Records? Like, why did I see a car or whatever sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, if you were willing to book a session with me, NFTS 25 gives you 25% off for listening to the show. And that's any listeners. I'm booking into October right now. Sorry. But if you were to book one, I can help you learn how you work with your records.
Okay. It was
so to personalize it.
STS?
NFTS, News for the Soul, 25 is the coupon code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, so you can't really say, like, what my soul purpose was or whatever, like, you can't really say.
So Lord of anything. The Akashic Records, every time I ask what is someone's purpose, he always yeah. comes back with they're living it by being who they are in this world.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, in a session, we can narrow it in on the radio show. We can't, like, it's just...
Yeah.
Every human being has so much to them. Like there's, you incarnated for many, many purposes. But we
okay.
can narrow it down in a session, I promise you.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm sorry, it's just, we have lots of callers and...
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so nothing else really comes up, just...
You're following your guidance is what I'm getting. Like you're finding out what you like and what you don't like and what scares you and what excites you and what makes you nervous. And you're also finding who you align with as far as, and you're releasing spiritual ego. You're moving,
mm-hmm.
And you're learning to trust yourself. You're doing
yeah.
it all. Yeah, okay. You really are.
Okay, well, thank you. It was nice to talk to you.
Beautiful. Nice talking to you, too.
Okay,
all right,
thank you
for calling in.
Yeah.
And keep in touch.
Give thanks and gratitude. Sorry. I give thanks and gratitude to the keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that we received today. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. Michaela, the fairies are guiding you and helping you too. So pay attention to when you see them, like when you get signs from them.
Okay.
And yes, you can always ask Lord of the Akashic Records. He will give you information. If he doesn't answer, you're not meant to know yet, or there's too many moving pieces.
Okay.
Or you might make story out of it. That's the other reason he may not answer, is if our brain will make inaccuracies out of it.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Okay. Well, keep in touch. Let us know how you go. Still a million callers. No pressure. If you don't get through, Kellyanne's back next month, so call in early and cross your fingers. All right. Boy. Gee, the pressure here of tuning into the right line. Feeling it today.
You do great Okay. Every time.
Let's go to 386. It's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Oh. 386.
Oh, hello.
Are we in a coma? Okay. All right. That was your shot. Try again next time. Let's go to 203. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Pat. Hi, Nicole and Kellyanne. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Kellyanne. So glad I got in. I'm actually walking my dog back to the apartment. There may be some background noise. Please tell me if there is.
Is this the Pat?
Okay.
I think it is.
It is the Pat. I hope the Pat
okay.
is the Pat. I hope that means me, but I'll take it.
It does. Okay, can I open your records?
Oh, please.
Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for Pat and all names used in this lifetime and create a safe and sacred space for her highest potential and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. How can I support you today, Pat?
Well, maybe you could let me know if I am, in fact, making progress. We worked on so many things, but the biggest one for me and what kind of remained is, you know, I used to say anxiety, but I started to say fear because I think it's from beginning of life and past lives. Anyway, it is physical anxiety that happens every morning that then turns into anxiety that I struggle with. So if you could address that and kind of give me insight also if I'm making progress at all. Sometimes it's really hard to tell with that issue.
Yeah. So when it happens, are you doing the things that work for you or have worked for you in the past?
I am, unless I'm really bad. And if I'm really bad, it's like all bets are off.
Okay.
And I'm actually back at my little, you know, ritual because things did get really bad. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we need to invite more spiritual support in for you, especially in the mornings. And I'm getting that there's some more clearing that's ready to happen in the Akashic Records. So Akashic Records healing is very gentle. It's not meant to put anyone into a healing crisis. So often, it's beautiful that you got through today because I think it's meant for a reason. So we're going to do two things really quickly here. And if we don't complete by the end of the hour, Lord of the Akashic Records will finish it for us. But we're going to invite your guides in. There's a spirit animal that wants to support you in the morning. So I'm getting that it is a dog.
Cool.
But it's a spirit dog, and it's going to take some of the weight off of your dog. Like it's going to support both of you in that it will, I'm getting the picture of it laying its head on your heart chakra is what I'm receiving. So, and invite it in. Allow it, yeah, if you're nervous, allow a lot of these, Earth has free will, which the spiritual aid teams are very respectful of. So that's why sometimes we're not helped until we're down on our knees begging, you know, when we hit that bottom. So we need to invite them in every day, and they will support us, or give them a blanket. Hey, you can come every morning and visit me. Because we'll get scared and we'll send everyone away. And and they want to help, but we'll, our human fear and how we think and our intentions will scare, we'll say, I'm scared, everyone get out. And they're respectful, and sometimes they do. And then they're like, okay, did they mean me or did they mean? So it's very confusing. It's just like two clairvoyants won't see the same thing in the same room all the time because we're all vibrating at unique vibrations. Okay, the last thing, Lord of the Akashic Records is identifying all contracts, deals, agreements, oaths, pledges, alliances, allegiances, vows, pacts, promises, stuff around events, and stuff around anxiety that needs to be neutralized. For you, this is going to be a continual process of learning to trust more, you know, learning that you are safe, learning that you're okay. And it may mean constantly telling yourself, I'm okay, it's okay, we're going to be okay. And I hereby transmute all identified by Lord of the Akashic Records in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. Allow all that no longer serves to be marked null, void, or complete, closed, sealed, archived, healed to completion by my will, so it is. And Archangel Athena, please unplug and transmute all unhealthy tethers for pad at both ends, hidden and unhidden, seen and unseen, known or unknown as identified, and seal all openings left from unplugging tethers at both ends with love and grace in all timelines, dimensions, realms, and realities. By my will, so it is. Pad, it's time to forgive yourself for anxiousness. It's something that you've made wrong in your life, and it's time to say, hey, you know, this is what I'm learning to move beyond and move through. Thank you, supports, for helping me. You are really supportive because you got through today, and it wasn't easy to get through today.
Oh, I know. I'm very surprised and grateful to both you and Nicole. I do want to say I had an episode a week ago that was so bad I was literally almost in a fetal position all day, and I think probably it was the first day that I was somewhat gentle to myself about this. So I hear that too. Thank you. And I'm really appreciative.
You are worthy of your own gentleness. You really are. And, you know, call on help. You're not alone. And maybe it's time to find a support group that helps people who are going through the same thing as you.
Yeah.
So you can have a buddy to call when this happens. Someone who can, like, hold space and be on the line for you.
Exactly. Yep. I used to have a male friend that was sort of like a father, uncle, that he was not sensitive at all. And I'd call up every single day and just say, you know, it's a bad day. And he didn't need to say anything. He didn't need to be appropriate or sensitive. He just accepted me. and let me say it every day, and it got me through many, many, many years, and he's passed, and I miss him. But exactly that, what you're saying, I used to have and miss. Thank you for the dog.
Something else came through.
Go ahead.
Sorry, just quickly. I know we're almost at the hour here, but something else came through here. Do you know if you're a highly sensitive person?
Yes.
Okay. It might be time to find the latest research on that. We had an interview on here with Carlene Ross. It's on the archives. It might be a good idea to listen to that show that we interviewed her, because she spoke about highly sensitive people on that interview.
Well, I answered that without thinking. What's her name again?
Carlene Ross.
Okay.
She was interviewed on my show, yeah.
Oh, on your show?
On
okay,
this
great.
Show. On this show, yeah, Coaching in the Akashic.
Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look for it. And I want to
thank you
for sending that dog, not only for me, but to alleviate some of the pressure off of Chance. I'm very grateful for that, my dog, my living dog.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And
okay,
I
give thanks. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm just going to close your records quickly. I give thanks and gratitude to the keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that we have received today. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. What were you going to say?
I forgot.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm trying to honor Nicole's time here.
Absolutely. Oh, I don't know. I will look that up on your show. How long ago, about roughly how long ago was it?
Oh, I think it was a year ago. I'll find it, and I have your email. I'll find it, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's hard to find specific archives at News for the Soul.
Well, if you're looking for a Kellyanne show, you just click on Kellyanne's face on newsforthesoul.com. It's actually easier than one can imagine. Then
okay,
click on
okay.
Archive. Yeah.
Okay.
Easy piece.
All right. Thank you so much.
All
thanks
right,
for that, Nicole.
Bless you both. Thank you.
Bless you.
Take care. All right, Kellyanne. Well, 2 minutes to the top. Very tippy top.
Okay. Okay. We have Natasha Maud and I have a new octopus method. It's starting September 12th. You can find it at www.theoctopusmethod.com, and there's 2 spots available. We have 7 participants already, and we start September 12th. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's also a coupon on News for the Soul, NFTS25. If you go to my website, KellyanneVass.com, and use that coupon on a booking, you get 25% off. Booking into October right now. Thank you.
All right, Kellyanne, what a great show. So great to connect with you. Everyone, the other million people still on the line, call in next time. Kellyanne's on next month. This was busy. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kellyanne.
Thank you. Love and grace to all of you.
And Kellyanne is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Everybody is. Just go to newsforthesoul.com and look at all the faces there. The names of the shows are there, the names of the hosts, and that's where you find them. We're back with more in a little bit.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.